How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, lots going on today. Lots to talk about with politics. Lots to talk about with a slew of guests. I think we got about five guests coming on today. So, it'll be a mixture. A lot of it will be more lighter at the end so I can get people in a better mood for the weekend coming up. This weather doesn't bother me at all. It's just, I like it. I guess I remember growing up as a kid. And we used to see so many days of heavy rain, those three-day northeasters. It doesn't happen anymore. Maybe it's my imagination because I embellished everything at that age. Every day it's a new headline, as I say here. Now it's the justice. I mean, this is just, it's incredulous. Alan Dershowitz is up in arms over this. Alan Dershowitz, Mr. Left-Wing Attorney. I'll tell you, I always say this about Dershowitz. If the position is contrary to the ideology and he believes it, he's gonna keep going after it. And that's the case here. The Justice Department is now going to have a probe into Jared Kushner. The hundreds of scandals and things that Obama and Hillary did. No consequences. But Jared Kushner, they're going to have a probe, and once again, this is all circumstantial. It's not going to be solved. Meanwhile, nobody seems to, and when I say nobody on the left, in the middle, even middle right, seems to be talking about Trump and this trip saving billions of dollars and millions of jobs. Is that impressive? Apparently not, if you ask Katy Perry. She must have an IQ of about 40. But she's not alone. And it's another defeat for Trump with the travel ban. He's going to take it to the Supreme Court, and he should take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Kind of mixed emotions, but a minor victory of sorts for the Republican Party. The Montana representative, can't think of his name, sorry, who got into the fight with that left-wing radical reporter. Not going to go through it. It's all over the news. And knocked him down. And boy, you'd think that would be life imprisonment. Guess what? He won the election. I generally wouldn't applaud this because I don't think there's any place in politics for it. But this left is so tortured. and so demonic that they have to be stopped. They have to be stopped. I go back to what I said here yesterday, and that's that we got to get this wall built. That's what really got Trump in. They've got to find a way to get this built, and they've got to watch out for Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. I don't trust either one of them. Newt Gingrich said the Trump trip was a historic turning point. Well, these historic turning points, often the results are shot down, but I would say on the basis of what he did and how he conducted himself, pretty hard to disagree, isn't it? So if you get one of your left-wing friends and say, what do you think of that trip? And they'll say, you know what George Bush did? You know what Trump did back home? He's doing the collaboration with the FBI. They won't let that FBI thing go. And here you got now, and believe me, I don't feel bad for the guy. He and Ivanka together are worth $700 million. So don't mistake this for sympathy or anything. And now he's got to go. Jared Kushner has got to go in front of a committee. You know what this is going to do? It's going to fuel the anger to an even greater point with Donald Trump. This is his son-in-law. I mean, I'm not in the family, of course. I wish I were, but it appears to be out of all the kids, Ivanka and Jared are the two favorites. And look at the position he gave Jared. Would have I done that? No. But it's perfectly legal. And, you know, he's 37 years old. He's been around. He and his family have made a ton of money. And now it'll be interesting to see how this goes. And I can tell you, well, they'll leave people like Lois Lerner alone and John Brennan alone, who's an out-and-out Muslim lover. They won't let any of the Republicans alone. They're just not going to do it. So Trump is being besieged from all ends. And every day I come in contact with the headlines of the stories. I go, how can he take this? The assault is relentless. The viciousness is unmatched by anything in the history of politics in this country. And I'm not being over the line when I say this. These rotten, insolent, miserable politicians, so many from the left, almost all of them. I always leave out Joe Manchin. I like Joe Manchin. And many of them are rhinos on the right, are only thinking about their position and the fact that they don't want to be rejected. It's like the stars in Hollywood. You know, you get the courageous ones like John Voight and James Woods. And there are others. They're courageous. They come out. These politicians won't do it. I mean, the perks, they're just too great. I don't want to leave out Chuck Norris and Tim Allen either. Love those guys for what they have to go through. And that these politicians are letting this country slip through the cracks and on all the issues, but you're going to talk about immigration, illegal immigration, sanctuary cities. It's like they're on the side of the radical Muslims. When you have an opportunity here to make life better for Americans, why would any half-sensible person make it better for Muslims? Think about it. The rejection of these tenets in Europe, in England, in France, Belgium, Germany. These countries are on the way to ruin. Why can't anyone see it? Michael Savage said in one of his books that liberalism is a mental disorder. It really is, but it's something even far more serious. It's a deadly threat to the United States of America. Because if we could pool our resources here, and we could collectively do what Trump is trying to do by getting unification overseas to raise money for NATO, the United Nations, that the U.S. is overpaying, and to get a concerted effort to wipe out this curse, we'd be on our way because it could be done. How can one reasonably small faction against the hundreds of countries out there win this fight if these countries were unified? They couldn't. They don't have the firepower. They couldn't do it. And then it was, it was either England or Germany came out with the statement that it just isn't fair to these people. What about their civil rights? After all of this, am I insane? No, I'm not. All right, back with our first guest.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398. 303-3398.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
You're the greatest. You're the loving end. You're the greatest. Number one.
All right, we are back. As I mentioned, a nice change of tone for today's show. We've got a very talented individual as a guest right now. Her name is Lotte Bugatti. And it's spelled L-O-T-I-E, Bugatti, B-A-G-O-T-T-I. The name of the book, L-I-V, semicolon, a CCB girl. It sort of clicks like the Valley Girls, you know. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, FultonBooks.com. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
You sound very young, and I mean that as a compliment. Are you a teenager?
Thank you. No, I'm not a teenager. I wish I was a teenager.
Yeah, well, you surely sound like one, but that's a compliment. Tell us a little bit about your background and why you wrote the book and what's it about.
Okay. I work with children. They're a big part of what inspired me. I am also very much into all things girly, fashion, interior design. I went to school for fashion merchandising, business marketing, and management. And I have a teacup Morky who very much is the same way, and she is truly my muse and my inspiration as well. And I was inspired by the Curious George book series as well as to inspire young readers and to deliver important lessons to them throughout my stories.
Who is the audience for this?
It's for beginning readers, really ages 3 to 8. Every story is going to be just a short story, and it's geared to just be light and fun and to teach a lesson in the end.
Is there a message you want people to take away from each of these short stories?
There is. Each one will be different, just light morals, but in my first story, my message is that it's more important to collect moments, not things, because I feel like in this world today, we are all just focused on materialistic values instead of the importance of building each other up and enjoying the little moments with each other.
It certainly is frustrating. Lotte, do you expect to write a series of these books?
I do. I have the second and third book currently in the works as we speak, and the first book just came out. My first book, Little CCB Girl, just came out in February, so I'm very excited about that. I definitely want a series out of it.
What is more difficult for you, developing characters or writing the plot line?
The writing the plot line is a little bit more difficult than the characters. All of the characters in the stories are real characters that are a part of our lives. They are going to be real adventures that my little dog Liv goes on every day as she comes with me everywhere I go. And the plot line is always, you know, I have to gear it down a little bit and make it understandable for young readers.
Okay, got about a minute to go. I'm going to toss it over to you for any concluding remarks you'd like to make that we haven't covered during the interview.
Sure. My brother is a big part of this entire book series as well. He has done all of the illustrations and is extremely talented. He produces music on the side and is in school for animation, and these pictures were truly something that is a huge, huge part of the storyline and the series, and I couldn't do it without him, so I definitely want that to be noted.
All right, it's been great having you on. Lodi Bugatti, the name of the book. Interesting title. It's called Liv, L-I-V, a CCB girl. Get a copy of it. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, as we move along here, with politics, a little bit of a mix of authors. Part of it is when I decide how I'm going to structure these shows. If a story is, and I this is sort of a contradiction, I guess, but if a story is so hot, then I'll focus more time on it. But there is a balance, and I've heard a lot of people say, Trump supporters will say, I can't stand it anymore. Now, I love what I do here, but I can't stand what I'm hearing every day here as well, because it's just inconceivable. It is dilemma after dilemma after dilemma. A lot of people in the Trump administration... or a number of people are being taken down through leaks, and the leaks extend internationally as well, where Trump has had to offer an apology to England. How do you think he felt offering an apology? He's not a guy who really apologizes. And has sworn that investigations will continue and will be assisted by the United States. And he will get back to the source of the leaks. Now, I don't have any knowledge of the Justice Department, the State Department, the government, the FBI. I mean, I have common knowledge. It would seem to me, and I think a lot of these are leftover Obamaites or never Trump people who have such disdain and anger at Trump, then instead of sitting back and thinking, what's best for this country? I'm going to have to suck it up. They're not thinking what's best. They just want to bring Donald Trump down. And if they're true Americans and true American patriots, I mean, this is just, it's so misguided. Why wouldn't they come out and say he's the president of the United States? People did it for Barack Obama. And believe me, if you were president, they'd do it again, because he couldn't do anything wrong. He just don't do it. And it's beyond me why. But this is the country we live in. These are the problems we have to face. And what scares me the most is I don't see any real solutions to any of these problems. We've let it go too far. That's why I have to keep changing subjects here today. I want to end the weekend on a positive note. All right, we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Matt Kibbe. I'm the president of FreedomWorks. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and you have to listen to this man. He's a man that understands the Constitution. He understands the principles that made it our founding great and understands how it is we are going to take our country back.
Just a dream, just a dream,
just a dream.
All our plans and all our schemes. I think you'd be mine.
You'd be mine.
As I tell myself each time.
Okay, on the heels of that Jimmy Clanton great song, joining us right now is Stan Statham, S-T-A-T-H-A-M. He's the author of really a fascinating book. Great subject, Reclaim California. It's published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Get yourself a copy of the book. And Stan, nice to have you with us. When I think of some of those border states, and I think of the issues that they have confronted through the years, I think secondly of division into smaller sections, but primarily I think Mexico wants that back because they think it's their land. Talk about your book and my comment as well.
All right. Well, first of all, I had difficulty with the title of the book because I didn't want it to be negative, like Divide California. But California, I'm a native Californian. I was born here. I love California, but it has one problem and one problem only. It has too many human beings, too many citizens. California has more population than the entire nation of Canada. We have more population than the entire nation of Afghanistan. And I could go on and on past a couple of dozen countries on Earth. And so I put Reclaim California because over 150 years ago when California was born, one of the reasons that California did start was the gold rush. And so it's time to reclaim. You come out to California, strike gold, be rich, be successful, enjoy the American dream. Well, it's time to reclaim California. And so I was really surprised and pleased when I got in the legislature and I spent almost 20 years in the California legislature, and I realized that California would operate much better as two or three Californias. And I actually got the assembly to approve dividing California into three states, which, of course, you may not believe it at first, but smaller is better. I always think of the Brady Bunch or Eight is Enough. You know, it's funny on TV. It's not funny in real life. And so there's too many people, and California, by the way, is one of the only states in the nation that has something called the Department of Commerce. We actually advertise the Californias to other western states, and we encourage them to vacation here, visit the wine country, visit the high desert, go to L.A., check out San Francisco. And so we're already more than one state, so I thought we should make it a reality.
Well, it's a fascinating concept. I don't know how optimistic you are. I'm not optimistic about that happening. But what's the general sentiment of the people out there in favor of your proposal? And what about that goofball governor who I've had the pleasure of broadcasting with, Jerry Brown?
Well, actually, you know, I've known Jerry Brown since 1974, and we have one thing in common, and pretty much one thing only, and that is we have the same birthday. He's a year older. And I have a lot more hair than Jerry. Otherwise, you know, the thing I like about him, he's totally unpredictable. That's also, by the way, the thing I don't like about him. And so he's always trying to change the weather. And I'm not an expert in climate change and all that, but I've always, in my entire life, used words like summer and winter. I mean, hello, it happens all the time. So don't panic, and let's just, and now California. Even Jerry Brown, when he was first elected in 74, his slogan was, small is beautiful, because smaller is better to manage. Matter of fact, California now is the largest welfare state in the nation. We have huge unemployment. And people often ask, well, what if California does divide? How are the people in the Northern California area going to support themselves? My answer is they're going to support themselves just like Idaho, just like Wyoming, just like a smaller state. It's, you get cleaner air, less people, and a better life.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a fascinating book. It's a great read. I really wish we had more time, but the best thing to do is get a copy of it. It's Reclaim California by Stan Statham. Excellent concept. You've really thought this through. Published by Fulton Books. Thank you so much for joining us, Stan.
A pleasure, Stu. Thank you.
All right, as we move along here, Stu Taylor on business, and are we all set with our next guest? All right, joining us right now, T.L. Sanders, the author of a book that I'll tell you, I think you want to get out and read. It's called, I want to make sure I got it pronounced correctly. If not, I'll get it repronounced, Primezia, Ravager of the Sea, published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, Amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome, T.L. Sanders. Is that the correct pronunciation?
It's Primezia.
Primezia, okay. I had a choice.
Yes.
I picked the wrong
one. You were
close. I didn't at least go through the wrong door and lose $100,000 in one of those TV contests. So tell us, your background, why you wrote the book and what it's about.
Okay, well, I'm a graduate of the Institute of Children's Literature, and I had taken those courses when my kids were little. Me and my husband have three boys, and I had kind of leaned toward writing picture books at the time because I was an artist, and I had my oldest son, David, ask me to write a chapter book. And at the time, I thought, well, I'll think about that. And after I thought about it, I thought, well, maybe we should do novel. So I thought it was a good time to maybe teach my boys how to write and how to plot out a book. And then it just took a life of its own. And this is a series of, it's going to be a series of four books. And the first one being called Ravager of the Sea. It's a fantasy for preteen and up.
I hate to ask this question all the time, but it's such an important question. With the competition of books out there, what's the catch, the hook, for people to buy this one?
Okay, this particular book, as I wrote it, I did write it with the reluctant reader in mind. So I had wrote it so that it was a fast-paced book and that I made the chapters kind of short so that it was easy to get from the beginning of a chapter to the end of a chapter. It has plots and many subplots in it to keep the reader going. It's a fun book to read. It also has it's about a mystical island and that has extraordinary people. And the beginning of each chapter, it has a illustration that foreshadows what the chapter's about. And it also has shipwrecks and underwater adventures, and it has, of course, the villains that are in there. And I think so far I've had really good response to this story.
What was more difficult, the plot or the character development?
I would say probably character development, because as I'm pouring the story out, the plotting was a lot of fun to do. And as I started plotting it, the world started to be created, and then it just kind of went from one thing to the other. But I also wanted to make the characters to be someone that the reader could really connect with emotionally. So that was something that I had to really work on, and I think I was able to accomplish that. But there was many drafts, many rewrites, and the first book took quite a few years to get it even ready to be submitted. And then now that we've got it finally published, which makes me feel really happy about that, the rest of the books are just kind of writing themselves.
One of the more exciting experiences of your life?
Yes. Writing the story, what I enjoyed most about it, I think, is that the fact that I was able to bring my son into this and my oldest son, he'll tell people now that he was raised on Fremsia. And me and my husband both are proud of him. He actually did the cover design for the book. And my other two boys, Drew and Dakota, they actually helped me with some of the illustrations in the book. So it definitely was a labor of love.
That's great. Just a quick closing comment or two that we haven't covered that you'd like to make?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to mention about the story itself, that it is about a teenage boy who is on an ordinary island who's kind of plunged into an odyssey with sea monsters, where sea monsters flourish and gifted people keep ancient secrets, and he's unaware of how this ties him into Fremsia.
All right. It's been a pleasure having you on. T.L. Sanders, Fremsia, Ravager of the Sea, Fulton Books. Thank you.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Oliver North, host of War Stories on Fox News Channel and author of American Heroes in Special Operations. I just want you to know, Stu Taylor is a great American patriot. Don't miss his show.
All right, we're back. We've still got two more guests. I told you it was going to be a busy day. The topics are varied. And I always like to end on a happy note here because not every story is entertaining, but this is what life is. Joining us with one that is Mary Clark Dalton. She's the author of Squarely. And just in case you didn't hear it, it's S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L-L-Y. Her book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, FultonBooks.com. Good morning, Mary. Let's get right to it. What's the book about and why did you write it?
It's about a squirrel who procrastinates, who doesn't store up for winter. He'd rather play and have fun games and play tricks on his friends, and he thinks he has plenty of time before he has to store up. So he keeps playing and waiting and waiting, and time just keeps slipping by.
All right. What's the basic message here? Use your time effectively.
Okay. The basic message is that sometimes procrastination can be serious, and that there's a time for work and there's a time for play.
Did you learn this from your own personal experiences or your kids' experiences?
My son, he loved to play so much, and he was one of the inspirations for my book. Because he loved to play better than any kid I've ever known. And sometimes he would play a little too much and get in trouble with his homework and things that he needed to do. But as he grew older, he learned the lesson that he cannot procrastinate, and now he's very successful in his business. He still likes to play bigger toys, of course, but he still likes to play, but he realizes that he has to balance his time.
How did you develop this story? Did it come out of your mind, or was it a result of something else you've read or been involved with?
It came out of my own mind. I get a lot of my inspiration when I walk and I see nature. A lot of my stories are like animals and nature. So Squirrely, one day I was walking and I just saw this squirrel standing there with a nut in its hands, and it just came to my mind. And when they come to my mind, it just starts rolling, and I become the squirrel, you know. I'm in one with him. So I start thinking about what would happen if this squirrel didn't prepare for winter. What would happen to him? Would he starve to death? And would he learn this great lesson? So this is how that I come with my stories. They just come to my mind, and then when I sit down and think about it, the story just comes and keeps moving progressively.
Do you intend to write more books? And if so, will they be extensions of this, or will it be another topic?
I will probably write at least one more with Squirrely after the end of this story to see where he's at after that. And then I have other stories in mind, many of them. I already have written 7 books and had them published, so I have several more in mind and one in process right now.
All right, well, good luck. It sounds like an exciting venture. What would you like to say in conclusion that we haven't talked about?
Okay, I write my stories so that children can enjoy them and learn from them at the same time. And I also believe that every child can reach their full potential with encouragement and leadership. And so when I write my books, I write it so that children can learn a lesson and enjoy the book, and maybe a lesson that will stick with them the rest of their life. Maybe when they're tempted to do something wrong, they'll think about something they read when they was a child, and they learn how that turned out, and say, I'm not going to make the same mistake.
That is very important. Mary Clark Dalton, Squarely, published by Fulton Books. Thanks so much, Mary. Love having you on.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to go to our final guest of the morning. Oh, okay, I guess we're not going to go to our final guest this morning. We are awaiting a call from Gwendolyn Cooper. And in the meanwhile, I've got 3 or 4 minutes. So why don't I tell you my life story in order to fill that block of time? Actually, let me make note here that there are a lot of things that I do. I try not to embellish our audience, integrate them into my own personal life, because my feeling is, you know, everybody has their own lives and their own friends. You know, I'm just a guy doing this, and even though my intentions are sincere to fulfill my obligation, I want to make sure that the audience that I have is satisfied. If you could email me at Stu, S-T-U, at StuTaylor.com, and tell me what you'd like to hear more of on this show, I'd be very happy to go there. But the only way I can know that is with feedback, and most of the feedback I'm getting right now has been really very good. You can only do so much in an hour. The other thing I want to say, and I don't talk about it too much on here, but I give a lot of public speaking engagements, corporate speaking engagements, academic speaking engagements. And if you go to my website at StuTaylor.com, click on speaking engagements, then click on videos, and then click on testimonials. And if you're looking to bring a speaker in for FER organization, I'd be more than happy to make a contribution and be part of it. In any case, we will be back here Monday, and I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank them so much. I get a lot of emails every day, and each and every one gratifies me. And my special thanks goes out every day here to really one of the great networks, Money Matters Radio Network. I could not have a finer affiliation with anyone other than this wonderful group of people. So I most often don't have the opportunity to say it. I want to say it now. And be careful this weekend. You may get a little more rain where you are, but enjoy. And we're going to see you back here with a busy week next week, Monday. And I just got a feeling it's going to be more politics than we did today. Thanks so much. Great to have you with us.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.